that's a matter of life and death. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. To pay for Social Security, the government needs to predict how many senior citizens will be alive each year. That determines how much payroll tax they need to get from working people. Ronald Lee, a demographer at the University of California at Berkeley, says those predictions haven't been good enough.
There's been a tendency to under-predict the increases in the numbers of elderly, and this leads to over-optimistic views of the future financial status of pension programs and health care programs and so on.
That's one reason Social Security is in trouble. Lee says he and a colleague have a new method based on Lee's work analyzing old death records.
It actually grew out of work I had done in historical demography, studying mortality in pre-industrial England in the 16th and 17th and 18th centuries. And so we saw that it would be possible to tilt that method a little bit differently and instead use it for looking to the future rather than to the past.
A new study shows the method's a big improvement over current ones, but getting it adopted will be a tough sell since it predicts more people living longer. And that means higher taxes, fewer benefits, or a later retirement age. For the American Association for the Advancement of Science, I'm Bob Hirshon.